is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. We're going through a series of interviews updating you on things happening around Douglas County in terms of our communities. And today we turn our attention to the city of Winston. City Manager Mark Bauer, yet another person that I have not seen in person for 2 years. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, you bet, Kyle.
So get real close to the microphone there. Kind of give us an overall update on how things are going in Winston.
Well, we just finished our budgeting process from the standpoint of going through the budget committee, getting budget committee approval to then take it through council action. So we have a public hearing coming up on our budget at next Monday night, the 6th, where we'll be taking comments on our budget during the public hearing, if anybody is interested in coming and sharing during that time. So, and then moving on to council action on our budget, which this year is $11.7 million. So it's up a little bit from last year, but we have a lot of projects, and we have that American Rescue money that the federal government handed out as well, that really has inflated our budget by $1.2 million. So,
And we'll talk more about some of the projects in a moment. Overall, how do you feel like the community is faring in Winston over the past year?
Well, I think that as far as pandemic issues go, I think Winston has done really well in surviving the whole affair. For the most part, I don't think we lost any businesses, maybe one that I can think of, to the pandemic, which happened to be a catering business and also happens to be the one that our mayor was running that closed its doors during the pandemic because they just couldn't do any business. So, you know, that happened. But overall, the community has done real well during the time. Most of our businesses stayed open during the time. And so I think everybody is, you know, looking forward to much improved sales in our business sector as well.
So let's talk about the projects you mentioned, some of the things that you'd like to see done. Tell me what it applies to. Are we talking roads, or are there other things you have in mind?
Well, from a project perspective this year, our primary focus is going to be on spending the American Rescue money. So with that, one of the main projects we're going to be doing is looking at or finishing the planning to replace our sewer siphon that crosses the South Umpqua River from the Winston side over to the Green side where our treatment plant is at. So currently we have three pipelines that go underneath the river to carry the sewage over to the treatment plant, and those pipelines are 50 years old now, and so we're looking at having to replace them, and that's going to be a big part of spending our money. We figure about $1 million to replace the sewer siphon across the river, so that's one of the big ones we're looking at.
I imagine that's a pretty big project logistically.
Yes, it is. Right now we're working with the property owners to secure easements so that we can change the location of the crossing. Right now it crosses on a long diagonal across the river. We can actually save construction time and expense by going down and squaring that off to a 90 degree and crossing to our treatment plant. But it does require us acquiring some property along the river there in order to have an easement for our pipeline to be in.
What about other projects you're looking at?
Some of the other ones that we're looking at is, well, if I back up a minute, one of the tools that our sewer crew has gained over the last couple years is a really good sewer camera system that allows us to go into our sewer lines and do a close inspection, visual inspection of the condition of the pipelines. Well, these pipelines, a lot of these pipelines are, you know, back to the 50s. They used a variety of old materials that today don't look the same as they did when they were installed back in the 50s. Concrete pipe that used to look like concrete pipe now looks like, say, your exposed aggregate driveway, where the cement particles have actually moved away from the or out of the concrete, and now we just have the aggregate, and in some places you can actually see through the aggregate into the dirt outside the aggregate. So we have identified a number of major sewer line projects that need to be done. So that's another, we're going to be actually working on the logistics of that project here early in this next budget year.
Do you ever have situations with this aging infrastructure, maybe going into the neighborhoods where things fail periodically?
Yes, we do. We had one about 2 years ago. We had a full street fail, and it was on our main line, one of our main trunk lines that carries sewage out to the treatment plant. So we had to pull in a contractor on an emergency basis, set up a above ground pumping system so that the still continued to carry the sewage on through the system, which essentially you have a duplicate above ground system while you install the new system and switch everybody over to the new line. So it's quite a process, has to happen really fast in order to keep things moving. So and it's very expensive when you have a failure like that and you don't have the opportunity to bid the project.
I imagine somebody listening right now is thinking, well, they're talking about sewer systems, this is rather boring. But the point here is that this is one of the basic foundations of city government, is maintaining things like water lines, sewer lines, things like that.
That's right. And the last thing we want to see, in our systems is having, multiple calls coming in where we have sewage coming back up into people's homes. And that's the kind of situation you get into when you have major line failures like we could possibly face on our system and have faced in the past.
A lot of communities in Douglas County dealing with the same thing. Any other projects you're looking at?
Yes, we're looking at replacing the roof on our community center. That's a nearly a $300,000 project to do an overlay on the community center. And we are in the process of doing a complete upgrade on our computer system, and primarily for cybersecurity issues. And a lot of that we faced during the pandemic. And the last thing, that's another thing we don't want to happen, is get a virus and shut our system down, or get one where they want you to pay them in order to recover your documents. So ransomware, that type of thing, we're working on a system to make sure that we don't get caught in one of those messes.
So many municipalities have faced this over the last couple of years. Cybersecurity continues to become a bigger issue, and even with all the instability in the world currently, something that you don't want to be behind on.
That's right. We've been kind of fighting from behind with our system here for a number of years, and luckily we've been able to recently contract with the city of Roseburg to perform our IG services or IT services, excuse me. So prior to that, we had a private consultant, and that worked out pretty well, but it's much better utilizing the city of Roseburg's IT staff, because they're knowledgeable in cities. They know what, they've done it in Roseburg, and they're helping us do it in Winston to upgrade our system.
And while the community sizes are different, there's a lot of differences, a lot of things structurally that you probably have in your computer systems is probably much the same.
Yeah, no, the systems, ours is a smaller scale, but we're basically looking at utilizing the same type of system. One of the things that we're doing is to improve our overall system is we're we're going to be launching a data connection point from the water district's reservoir site, where we can get line of sight between all of our facilities, and we can actually set up an intranet system between all of our facilities, where we don't have to worry about someone coming in and sticking us with a virus or a ransomware problem.
So. All right, going to take a break more when we come back, talking about the city of Winston. City Manager Mark Bauer with us. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246 inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, a check-in with the City of Roseburg. City Manager Nikki Messenger will be with us. We're checking on Winston today. City Manager Mark Bauer here talking about things going on. I'm curious, in terms of Winston, have you had new businesses that have come in or maybe building or in the process of right now? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Loggers Pizza has come into the community and is doing a great business. And they're part of our downtown core project, where there are several new businesses in that complex as they're nearing completion on that, on the buildings there that they've been working on. Also, we have the DC Farmers Co-op is putting in another large store in Winston, and they've got the concrete work done, the utility, underground utilities in, and they're moving as fast as they can towards an end of the year opening for their new store, and it'll be a great asset to the community.
Big project there, and that one right across from the boat ramp.
That's right. It's going to be, it's in a beautiful location, right there along the river. It's going to be a really nice facility.
What about other folks that have been coming in?
We haven't had too many others, but we don't have storefronts stay open very long. So businesses come in as quickly as one leaves. So we could definitely use more businesses in the community. We'd like, to provide jobs for the community. So we'll continue to work to develop our commercial properties.
And, of course, you've got a large group of people coming through just based on your location, coming over from the coast, and then folks that at least approach nearby over at Wildlife Safari when they're coming.
That's right. And, along those lines, we started a new initiative last year called Wander Winston, and that's our tourism arm of the community. We have two major projects that Wander Winston is taking on this year. The first one is coming up June 25th, and it's Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. And it's in a fundraiser for the cat spay and neuter program for feral cats populations in Douglas County. There'll be beer and wine tasting. We've had businesses from all over Douglas County donate over $6,000 in raffle prizes for this. There'll be a number of competitions during it. There'll be a wine bus tour through Wildlife Safari, now that you mention it. So, and then there another thing that we'll be doing with that is generating a $500 scholarship for art students at UCC. And part of this will be an art challenge and judging the students' work during the event. And the second one is Oktoberfest tournament, which comes along in September. It'll be September 30th through October 2nd. And that's going to be a real interesting fun event. This will bring in up to 1,500 teams to compete in six major Oktoberfest competitions, and you can go to our Wander Winston website to see exactly what those are, and I don't recall all of them. You know, I don't know, remember one, keg juggling. I can't remember what all the events are, but it's quite an interesting group of events, and it concludes with one final team for each of these six events, ultimately winning some pretty nice prizes going through and doing the event. So that's going to be a really big one. It's also, its primary function is a fundraiser for veterans, their veteran suicide watch program. So again, it's another great it's a great fundraiser for the community as well as for our military, and we'll be having a lot of the military branches actually running the events for us. So it's going to be a really fun couple days, but it's going to be busy in Winston.
Well, that's what you like to have. What about staffing for the city? How many employees do you have now?
We have 32 currently. In this year's budget, we've allocated for two more employees, one adding a police officer to the police force, which hasn't been done since 1989. So it's been a long time coming and needed. And then we have another public works position that we're adding to try and get better caught up on a lot of the maintenance that we have to perform.
So after the 2020 census, how do things look population-wise?
I think we're right around 56, 60 now. We came up about 60 to 80 citizens this last go-around. So we won't get the official numbers till we see the final census numbers, but that's where we're estimated at now and continuing to grow. And in fact, we have quite a number of developments underway right now in some portion of the permitting process. We have out on the west side of town, we have a large acreage which was we've called forever the Nichols Farm, and it sold recently, and they are planning 300 single family dwellings on that with 150 RV spaces and 15 acre commercial small mall-like area as part of the property. And then across the street on the riverside, there'll be a 90 to 100 unit apartment complex. So it will again need a new sewer line to run out there and service that. So it'll be great to finally get service out to that side of the city and see that develop and grow. As well, we have another 46 and 90 lot subdivisions proposed up in the Serengeti Estates area on the northwest side of town. And then we have a 23 lot subdivision over on the east side that is moving along. So we have quite a bit of development going on in the community, which is really nice to see.
Just about out of time. If people want to find out more about what's going on in Winston, tell them about your website.
You can always go to our website at cityofwinston.org and see what's going on. Or you can go to our Wander Winston Facebook page and see what's going on with all the events that are coming to Winston this year.
All right, out of time for now. Mark Bauer, city manager from the city of Winston. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.